If what you are doing outside of the home is making you ineffective inside of the home, then you're outside of God's will.
Dr. Tony Evans talks to women about their crucial role in a happy home.
You got to know who you are. You got to know your role underneath God in order to bring order out of chaos.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. A lot of women think submission is a dirty word, but Dr. Evans says it's not as limiting as it seems, especially when you realize that obedience can not only change your attitude, but your reality. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 as he explains.
We are engulfed in a unique war, a war against terrorism. We are seeking to set a people free from tyranny. But the forces who do not want to see this happen and a democratic regime operate have resorted to the most hideous of methodologies to promote fear and chaos, seeking to hold whole governments at bay at the threat of beheading various citizens that are captured in order to cause such disharmony and division that stability is impossible. Likewise, Satan is seeking to keep us in perpetual confusion by keeping chaos in our lives and causing us to function outside of God's prescribed way for us. Much of the misery that many of us are experiencing is because we're functioning outside of God's ordained order. Whenever you function outside of God's ordained order, you function underneath a curse and not underneath a blessing. Far too many of us have used the wrong tools to find out who we are and how we're supposed to be. We've been listening to the wrong voices, paying attention to the wrong influences, watching the wrong TV programs, and they have defined how we're going to function. Men and women alike are listening to the devil, who has chosen very subtle ways of getting through his message, creating chaos in our lives, in our families, and in our communities. Paul, in writing in the letter to the Corinthians, states the order of things. He summarizes it in verse 3. And literally lays out God's chain of command. But I want you to understand, this is very important, he says, I want you to understand this. Christ is the head of every man. The man is the head of a woman. And God is the head of Christ. Okay, let me read that again. Christ is the head of every man. And the man is the head of a woman, not all women. And God is the head of Christ. Okay, so that did not come from me. So if you're going to get mad at God. He wrote it. God says in the order of things, everybody is supposed to be covered by somebody else. Covering. Or what he calls headship, the head of. And of course, the concept of head is taken from the body. The job of the head is to give direction and leadership to whatever it is leading. That's what a head does. The head gives direction to the body. The body falls in line with the head. Now, the reason that God gives the order is very simple. This is the order through which he works. It is the only order through which he works. It is the job of Satan to reverse the order, to get men from being underneath Christ, from getting a woman to be underneath a man. In fact, Satan is so radical that he sought to get Jesus from being underneath the Father in the temptation in the wilderness. So he's sparing no prisoners. He wants to change the order of things. Because once he changes the order, here's what you lose. You always lose freedom and you lose protection. When you get the order reversed, freedom is lost and protection is lost. When the devil got Adam and Eve to reverse the order, she became the head, he became the follower, she gave to him and he ate, because of course he was silent. That produced chaos in the garden. And the freedom that they had was lost. The protection they had was lost. And the enjoyment that they had was lost. Fellowship with God was lost. It affected the economy. It affected their physical well-being. It affected their children. Everything went all chaotic when he got Adam and Eve to flip. So this is not simply a principle. This is illustrated in Scripture. A refusal to submit to the divine order is the basis of all sin. The basis of all sin, no matter what the sin is a refusal to submit to the divine order of things. And please do not miss it. The divine order is the only one God is interested in. He's not interested in anybody's order but his. Adam said, but the woman. But God said, but what did I say? God is only interested and will only work through his order. In fact, you don't have to turn there, but 2 Corinthians 2:9 says God will test us to see whether we will fall in line. The man in his headship role is to be the primary provider. Bible says in 1 Timothy 5 verse 8 that a man that does not provide for his family is worse than an infidel. That's a worse than the worst kind of non-believer. Men who refuse to work or who refuse to work responsibly, the Bible says, is worse than the most wicked sinner you know. Because he is abdicating his role as primary provider. So it is the job of the man to make sure that the needs of the home are met. Now that can be done in any number of configurations. But my point here is to simply say headship involves provision. Before God made Eve, he made Adam and gave him a job. Thirdly, headship involves protection. It is the job of the man to see for the protection of the home in general, in this case, of a woman, he says. Your job, my job, is to establish boundaries for the protection of the home. Boundaries. Boundaries are the broad governing guidelines in which this relationship is to function for the protection of it. Football fields have boundaries. Tennis courts have boundaries. Those boundaries are not meant to hurt the game. They are to free people up to play the game. God said, from every tree of the garden you may freely eat, except the tree in the middle of the garden, you cannot eat that one. God gave them a boundary. But guess why he gave them a boundary? So they could enjoy everything else. So in protecting the family, you don't set up a million different rules that nobody can remember. You set up the broad guidelines and let people function within them. You just can't step off the field because that's inappropriate. In order to protect the boundary of the home, God wasn't being mean. Satan made God be mean. Oh, well, God just being hard on you. How are you going to be hard on somebody telling them they just can't eat one tree? But they can have all the other trees. See, your protection or boundaries should be broad enough that people can enjoy them. If they can't enjoy them, if it's a miserable place to live because your boundaries are so narrow and they're more filled with trees you can't eat than trees you can eat, then you're creating the wrong kind of atmosphere, because people can't flourish unless they have freedom within boundaries. Had a tragedy in Lancaster, fire station number 3 in Lancaster. There was a call set out for a fire. They went to the fire, but the men in the firehouse left their stove on and the firehouse burned down. We've got men running all over the place putting out fires everywhere else while their stuff is burning down. All three of these things, pastoring, providing, and protecting, is to be done in an atmosphere of love, not tyranny. If you have to regularly tell her you are the boss, it's because it's obviously unclear. If you have to regularly pronounce, I'm the head of this home, well, evidently, nobody's convinced. You must do these three things in an attitude and atmosphere of love. Love simply means that I am doing this in such a way that I am seeking your best. I'm doing this for you. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you and therefore us in a family context. I have you in mind. A woman will go with things she doesn't necessarily agree with if she knows you're caring about her in the decision. She may not agree with the decision, but at least she'll know that in the decision, he had me in mind. So it must be done in an atmosphere of love.
Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of our message in just a moment. First, though, check into getting a copy of our current teaching series, From the Heart of Tony Evans. This 8-message compilation contains important insights on breaking spiritual bondage, reclaiming the parts of your life sin has cost you, and charting a course to a fruitful, blessing-filled future. And right now, we're making this brand new collection available on CD as our gift when you make any contribution, no matter the size, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. So don't miss out. Call us today at 1-800-800-3222 so we can make the arrangements to send you From the Heart of Tony Evans on CD. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Or make your request at tonyevans.org. While you're there, you can browse through our huge collection of resources and maybe even win a free trip for you and a guest to the Holy Land with Tony this November. You can enter our Israel sweepstakes when you pre-order Tony's upcoming book, Your Comeback. It's a look at why your best, most spiritually energized days are ahead, no matter what's in your past. The sweepstakes ends May 5th. No purchase is necessary, and complete rules are online at tonyevans.org, along with details on pre-ordering your book. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. I'll have our contact information for you again later, after Dr. Evans brings us more of today's lesson. Let's join him.
God says that a woman is to submit to, come under the authority of the man. You know, obviously, speaking in a marriage context, to follow his leadership unless his leadership is violating his head, which is Christ. You must always and only follow it reverentially. You cannot dishonor the head even if you disagree with him. That is why the Bible says that a wife, 1 Peter 3, is to reverence her husband in everything. In everything. To submit is to yield in action. You know, you're on the expressway or you're coming in the street and you have a yield sign. You're letting somebody else go there. Now, it doesn't matter that you attract the trailer. If you got the yield sign, you got the yield. Tractor trailers have to yield to Volkswagens if the tractor trailer has the yield sign. You may be more intelligent than your husband. You may have a bigger degree than your husband. You may make more money than your husband. You may have more common sense than your husband. You may be the tractor trailer in the relationship, but you have the yield sign. And even though you're married to a Volkswagen, you still have the yield sign. When Eve decided to be independent, when Eve didn't say to the serpent, "You need to talk to my husband about that." See, her line was, "You need to talk to my..." He makes the final decisions on those matters. And he has not delegated that to me. So you need to talk to my... men, let me tell you, ladies, men respond to the fact when you say to him, "I'm not going to handle that because I think my head ought to handle that." See, what you're doing is helping him by reminding him what he's supposed to be. If the tractor trailer ignores the yield sign, there's going to be a collision. You got to know who you are. You got to know your role underneath God in order to bring order out of chaos. Now, Peter knew you were going to have a problem with this. Peter knew it. Paul knew it too. So Peter says this in 1 Peter verse 3, chapter 3, knowing that you're going to have a problem with this. When he was talking about this issue, verse 7, "And Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you have become her children if you do what is right without being frightened by any fear." Don't let fear stop you. You scared. If I submit myself to this man, he going to use me and abuse me, going to mess over me, going to make bad decisions for me because I've already happened. If I submit myself to this man like you're talking about, I'm going to be more miserable than I already am. No, you're miserable right now because you haven't submitted. God says when you do submit, you get my attention. In fact, when Paul said something about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he wants her to know, the one who is married, verse 33, is concerned about the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and his interests are divided. The woman is unmarried and she's a virgin, is concerned about the things of the Lord, that she may be both holy in body and spirit. But the one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. He says it should be your first agenda is to please your head. Remember, that's your husband's first agenda, to please his head. But your first agenda is to please your head. And by pleasing your head, you please his head, which is your Lord. So the reason why some of you ladies are not hearing from God is you are displeasing your head, at least on the reverence level, And in displeasing your head, you're displeasing his head. So actually, you got two heads mad at you. Your head and his head, which is your Lord. Now, this is going to be the most uncomfortable thing I say to ladies. There needs to be a priority shift. If what you are doing outside of the home is making you ineffective inside of the home, then you're outside of God's will. That's not popular today. That won't win me brownie points. I may lose some offering over this one. Titus 2:5 says, let your women be keepers at home. We've just read how she might please her husband. If your career and your climbing the corporate ladder is making you ornery and aggravated and miserable and no patience with the kids and no patience with your husband and you are tired all the time and the house is dirty and you never want to get around to cooking it. Everybody's got to eat out all week long because you got to work overtime and all of this, then you are outside of God's will. It is better to live in a smaller house with the blessing of God than a bigger house where everybody cussing and fussing and miserable because you are doing more than he made you to do. Now, let me tell you, ladies, what you can't do. You can't say, buy me this, buy me that, buy me this, buy me that. I want this, gotta have that. You cannot create a burden for the man beyond his capacity to provide and then complain. You've got to be content, but you'll get the blessing of the Lord so that you can be blessed and flourish properly, not miserably. We got kids who are not being raised because mothers are too tired to raise them. We've got people going crazy because nobody's home ever. And it's created chaos because we've broken the chain of command. And when you break the chain, consequences. When you break the chain, it's consequences. Adam and Eve broke the chain, cursed. Blessings and curses. The Bible says in Romans chapter 13 verses 1-3, when you break the chain of authority, you come under judgment. So you know why we're so miserable? We're being judged and don't know it. In fact, ladies, let me read one other verse and I'm going to leave you alone. Chapter 11 verse 10, therefore the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. The question is, what in the world do angels have to do with this? The job of angels is to take care of business on behalf of the redeemed. The job of angels is to take care of business on behalf of the redeemed. The reason why some of the stuff that could have happened to you hadn't happened to you is because God dispatched angels who took care of business. You say, well, they're not taking care of business now. Well, you understand. Verse 10 says, if you're not under authority, the angels aren't going to take care of business. You're on your own. If you're not underneath your covering, because the angels will not operate in God's chain, when God's chain has been inverted, he will not dispense angels to come to your aid. You're going to be out there by yourself. When men aren't doing their job, it's the same thing. He says in 1 Peter 3:7, your prayers will be hindered. So one of the reasons that men are not getting prayers answered and women are not getting prayers answered is nobody wants to be under the chain. In fact, this gets so bad, the Bible says that the consequences can go down to the third and fourth generation. Now, I know what some of you ladies are thinking. What if I'm married to a fool? What if I'm married to a pure D, show enough fool? Maybe not in church, not even saved, or maybe in church, but might as well not be in church. All right? But one thing is common, he's a fool. He gonna dismiss everything you said. He gonna wanna be bossing me around when he's not willing to submit to any authority. Okay, first of all, make sure you do your part. You tell him, okay, I am willing to follow you as you follow Christ. I will no longer continue disrespecting you personally or in front of others. I will take my role. I just need you to provide the headship that God called you to have. So you set the stage. But let's say you set the stage and he's still a fool. He's still a fool. Abigail was married to a fool. 1 Samuel 25, Abigail was married, the Bible calls him a fool. He goes out and threatens David. David comes to kill him. David gonna kill him. Abigail steps between David and Nabal and says, don't kill him, he's a fool, but sure, he's a fool, but he's my fool. Don't kill him. The Bible says, for Abigail's sake, David did not kill Nabal. So she honored him even though he was a fool. But he kept being a fool. He got worse instead of getting better. Guess what happened? Bible says the Lord came down and killed Nabal. The Lord came down and killed Nabal. Then guess what happened? David married Abigail. So if you want to get rid of the fool, you do your part. Let God wipe him out. Because she was in line, God acted on her behalf. And the Bible said, and you are her daughters if you do likewise. Yeah. If you're in contempt of court, you out of order. It's time to get back in line. Husbands, it's time for you to say to the wives, I'm going to take my role. I'm not going to ask you for it. I'm going to take it. But I would like for you to follow that. Wives, say, hey, I will submit to your headship. If you're single, the Bible wants you to come underneath the umbrella of the church, because it's in the church that we're supposed to provide that covering that you may not have personally. May God help us all to take back our roles responsibly.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the importance of taking our rightful place in God's chain of command. And if you'd like to review today's lesson on your own or share it with someone you know, it's available on CD as a part of our current series, From the Heart of Tony Evans. Don't forget, it's yours as our gift right now when you support the Ministry of the Alternative with a contribution of any size. And as a special bonus, we'll include our 365-day flip calendar full of beautiful images, scripture verses, and comments from Tony about God's love and promises to us. So be sure to take advantage of this special double offer before it runs out on Tuesday. Visit us today at TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222, where someone on our resource team is always standing by to help you. Again, 1-800-800-3222. The do-it-yourself mentality may come in handy around the home, but next time, Dr. Evans will explain how self-sufficiency can be deadly when it comes to breaking the spiritual curses in our lives. Be sure to join us to find out more. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.